Good morning. Hey, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well this morning and having a good day. It is the weekend, and this is our 689th episode. And today I want to talk about attitude. Attitude in yourself and attitude of your team. I was watching a video about attitude and how it's the magic word of attitude. What's your attitude coming into a situation, a problem-solving activity, things we do that really drives how the teams go. And I just want to kind of share that with you this morning. I was out, took a walk with the dogs. We were up at 5, right? Yeah, everybody's getting me up at 5. And we were out walking and watching the attitude of this duck coming in, landing on the water. I put that on TikTok. I put it on LinkedIn. It was just a beautiful thing to see that every day, or see that, to be to catch that duck flying in, coming up for landing. It's the attitude, right? It's your attitude on life. So, this is a 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. I hope you're doing well. And what we do is we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. And this is kind of very practical and very tactical, actually. So that you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours to get there, have a little fun along the way, and hang out with family and friends. And that's what life's about, right? I don't know. Maybe that's a lofty. Could be. What do you think, Jer? Jerry's right here. I got a squeaky toy. Should I squeak it? Woo-doo! Mess with them. You know, I should start the show with you guys on every day. Anyway, so why the attitude? Well, I was watching this video on attitude and how it's like a magical thing. You have a positive attitude, positive stuff. You got a negative attitude, negative stuff. And part of the job of the Scrum Master is to have a positive attitude on things. Be a positive, and you can't be it all the way. Got it. People call me grumpy sometimes, but I gotta have a good attitude. And you wanna keep the attitude of the team positive. One of the things I train my Scrum Masters to do is help the team not commit too much. I talk this a lot, overcommitment, not to overcommit, so they can get stuff done and actually complete their commitment for a sprint. The attitude of a team and individuals transforms when they meet their commitment. If people keep piling in work and keep piling and piling and piling, their attitude will go down and their performance will go down. But if you allow them to accomplish the mission in a 2-week mission, can you imagine the attitude you have of a team that meets their commitment, not extra, but does is what I committed to, is what we got done, and gets it that way every day for, let's say, a 2-week sprint, 26 weeks. Their attitude of the team would be very high. They'd be very happy with what they do. What we do is we sabotage that. We cut it out underneath the feet. The job of the Scrum Master is to prevent that. The job of the Scrum Master is to help get that attitude. Everyone asked me, well, when can we get rid of the Scrum Master? I said, well, what's your attitude as a team? Is your attitude of the team negative, positive? Are you looking to grow? Are you peaked out, right? If you're peaked out, you do need a Scrum Master. But the attitude. So the attitude of the Scrum Master has to be positive. If the attitude of the Scrum Master falls into where the team is, and this is a tough thing to be. The team's like, oh, we can't do this. It's not our power. It's an environment thing. It's somebody else. It's a database person. It's the front end. It's the business fault. The Scrum Master has to help the team break past that barrier, that attitude barrier that it's everyone. We're never going to get it. It's not going to happen. Can't do it. We tried it so many times. Can't do it. So the Scrum Master has to be on their toes and create a path for which they can have a positive attitude. Yeah. You know, there's a positive aspect to everything. Oh, the customer gave us requirements. Like, okay, but why? And can we help them do it better next time? How can we establish that relationship? How can we help the customer give that information to us sooner? What do we need to do on our part to make it better? And let's just try, right? To have an attitude of trying to make it better, well, rather than dwelling on what's negative, is part of being a Scrum Master, part of being a team, helping each other with their attitudes on life and work. People, I mean, I remember when I was younger in my 20s, we had one supervisor would do stuff and me and a couple of them were like, okay, we're not going to talk negative about this person. I mean, we really had to work on it because everything was just like, why are they making these decisions? What is going on? What's going on inside their head? And that's all. You ever ask what's going on? I said, well, we asked that a lot in my 20s and one of my supervisors. But we really like, hey, this negative stuff is pulling us down. We got to stop thinking this negative thing. And it's true. So today's, I just want to pass it on to you, the job of the Scrum Master. It helped get the attitude in a positive way because it makes the whole team positive. And I have done, I think I've done a couple shows with by completing the backlog and how the attitude and the happiness factor, as I call it, just jumps up a lot, right? So I just want to share that with you today. Please give us a thumbs up if you like it. If you like the little duck flying in the water, coming down for landing. What's the odds you're filming the water and all of a sudden the duck's coming in across the river? Pretty low, right? So I got a gift this morning. So my attitude, have an amazing day. Twice, ring it twice. And I wish you all the best and happy scrumming. Take care and see you tomorrow. Bye. See ya. Oop, got to hit the end button, Jerry. Jerry's like, can you turn the big light?